The scripture today comes out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. From there, he set out and went to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know that he was there. The he in the story is Jesus. Yet he did not escape notice, but a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now this woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast out the demon out of her daughter, and Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first. For it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." And so she went home and found the child lying on a bed, and the demon was gone. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. I first preached this sermon about 20-some-odd years ago, and in that day I met weekly with a group of ministers doing sermon preparation. And we had lively discussion around this scripture, more so than the Proverbs or the James, if you were doing the Pauline letters. And then one minister said, "Who's going to preach on Mark?" And only I raised my hand. Everyone else had decided to preach on James. It might be great discussion around a table, but to preach on it was a whole other thing. Because you got to admit, this is an odd test. It's a little uncomfortable. It has a picture of Jesus that is not that gentle Jesus. Yet it is included in the Bible. It's in Mark and in Matthew. And it reminds us that we just can't tell the stories we like, but we are to learn and to preach on all the stories of faith. This story happens early on in Jesus' ministry. He's begun healing and teaching. He's called the 12 disciples. Wherever he goes, crowds are following him. And I think he just needs to get away. So he goes to this land of Tyre, and he wants to go, I believe, to pray and to rest, maybe to be with the disciples to revive himself. And I expect he thought, in the land of the Gentiles, in the land of the non-Jews, no one will know I'm here. And if they do, at least it won't be crowds of 5,000 like it happened before when he went to be by himself and he had to feed all of those people. Jesus entered the house and looking for peace and quiet, and all at once there is an uninvited guest. Now, probably, to tell you the truth, to call her a guest is much too gentle, too nice of a term. She is a bother, an irritant, a nobody. She was from the area. She was a Gentile. She was of Greek origin, and she was a woman. So she goes